In 2009, when I was still in high school, I remember my Rebbe, Rabbi Alpert Shalita, telling us how his grandfather, Harav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Zatzal, was coming to visit America. It was a big deal, and soon after that trip, a video surfaced on YouTube of Harav Scheinberg, Zatzal, visiting Harav Ovadia before the trip. And I guess he wanted to get a bracha from Rav Ovadia, and Rav Ovadia, after the tefillah, sits with Rav Scheinberg and cries like a baby. He cries and cries and cries how he fell and he hurt his back. He can't learn anymore. And Rav Scheinberg says, Al tivke, al tivke. And it's a very moving video. You should go watch it on YouTube if you can. And Rav Ovadia says, I'm not crying for the pain. I'm crying because of my avonot. The yisurin are kapara for my avonot. I'm crying. There's no such thing as yisurin without avonot. One of the Kinyanei Torah is Kabbalat HaYisurin, that a person who accepts upon himself the difficulties and the punishments and the pain that he experiences in life, Bi'ahava, and doesn't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather looks inwards and see how he can improve himself, and continues holding the banner of Torah and Mitzvot, is zoche that his Torah learning should be everlasting. The Gemara in Berachot has much to say about Yisurin. A few of the ideas that it presents are that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides to deliver Yisurin to those whom He desires. And those who receive it, if they do accept the Yisurin, the pain that they receive, through whatever events in their lives they manifest themselves in, those people merit Arichut Yamim, a longer life, and they merit that their Torah should be everlasting. The Ramak, Harav Moshe Cordovero, explains that Yisurin are a siman that a person is set. He has chalko b'chaim, he's set olam haba. And the Midrash Shemuel explains that if a person who learns, despite the challenges, despite the physical ailments that he's learning through, he's going through, Chacham Avadia once went and gave a shiur in the middle of having a heart attack. A person who suppresses the Yisurin shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much he loves Torah and teaching Torah. Experiencing Yisurin is fundamental to acquiring Torah. The Gemara says how Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said there are three things, three matanot tovot, three good gifts that Hashem gave us, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, and Torah, that are only acquired through Yisurin. The Midrash explains, based on the Pasuk, the Gemara tells us, Asher HaGever, Asher Tiyasirenu Yah, that praiseworthy is the Gever, the man who is punished in pain and suffers to learn Torah, and he learns, is taught Torah of Hashem. And the Midrash explains, the Pasuk means that everyone has some pain, some suffering in his life. Some people suffer in business, other people suffer in health, other people suffer in family. Praiseworthy is the one whose suffering in this world, his allotted suffering in this world, comes from Torah learning. There are those who explain, however, that this kinyan of Kabbalat Yisurin is not referring to Yisurin suffering that comes from heaven, but rather it's talking about the suffering that a person endures on his own in order to learn Torah. We know that we said many times, based on the Pasuk in Parashat Chukat, Adam ki yamut ba'ohel, the Rambam says famously, the Gemara says, that a person can only acquire Torah through killing himself in the ohel of Torah, in the Beit HaMidrash, and straining himself and his body in order to learn Torah and to acquire Torah. The Midrash says that Torah that's learned bi'af, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, Torah that's learned through difficulty, remains throughout his life. And the Ashikh explains it's a zechut for ge'ula. Chacham Avadia learned, wrote, gave shiurim, and paskin halachot to save throughout his life through so much tremendous physical agony, whether it be a heart attack, a stroke that paralyzed his left hand, diabetes, a spinal injury, another one that eventually took his life. He pushed himself no matter what, unbelievably, through tsunamis of pain, to be matir mamzerim in agunot. Harav Toledano tells a story how after Rav Avadia had his last fall, just months before he died, in the beginning of the summer of Tavshinayin Gimel, he was called to make a minyan in Rav Avadia's home where they davened in Tammuz, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, like mamash, it was Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And after that, Rav Avadia was in so much pain, but he still called his grandson over and said, there's a woman who needs to be dealt with and who needs to be saved. Her halachic status is at stake. I need you to do the research for me and collect all the testimonies and come back. And after a month or so of doing the research, present and delivering it to his grandfather, and waiting for his grandfather to look it over, Rav Toledano is called back to Rav Ovadia, and meanwhile Rav Ovadia has lost most of his abilities to write. He's in so much pain, can barely do anything. He had looked over the halachot, he had looked over the teshuvah, and asked Rav Toledano to bring over a table so I can write my agreement with what you wrote. Sign my name on the teshuvah. After two letters, Rav Ovadia couldn't write anymore. But he pushed himself, and he wrote out a whole signature, the date that he agrees and everything. And finally, after it was all over, Rav Ovadia tells his grandson, Rav Toledano, to call up the woman right now and to inform her that she should celebrate that her children are now mutarim to get married. Rav Toledano calls up the woman, and it turns out she's standing in Meiron at Kever Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai davening for her savior. And that was the day that Rav Ovadia was able to finish writing his name on the teshuvah. He worked so hard through tremendous yisurin, and there was siyata d'shmaya that came with it as well. He pushed, and Hashem helped him push. It should be noted, though, that not only does Torah learning entail suffering, it also removes suffering. The Gemara Berachot says that a person is mekavil ol Torah, a person who accepts the yoke of Torah, badel mimenu yisurin, that suffering is kept far from him. The Chafetz Chaim explains, just like a sick person who doesn't take his medicine gets sicker, should take his medicine so he'll get better, so too a person who's going through yisurin, if he doesn't learn Torah, it'll get worse. But if he does learn Torah, it'll get better. Yeinash ol Torah is a medicine. It's the best balm of them all. The Gemara in Eruvin says that a chash b'rosho yasok b'torah, a person who has a headache should learn. Chash b'raglo yasok b'torah. Chash b'chol gufo yasok b'torah. A person whose body is going through tremendous pain should sit and learn Torah. And that itself, Torah is marka. The kedusha of the Torah can bring a person tremendous refuah. Shenizkeh, to do our best, to be nekabel the old Torah, to be able to handle the yisurin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our way without fumbling. It should only be yisurin of Torah, and our toiling through Torah, despite the yisurin, should yield skyscrapers of output in Torah learning and a kivlah shlema for all of Am Yisrael.